add the initials. Where's the paper?
Shir Zli Neshmas, Hayad Yisrael Tzvi, Ben Yibarun Chaim Toi, Ben Mepshoi. Hilchas washing machine. Oh, so somebody came to me today and he said to me, how many years are you giving Shir in the Shir over here? Is I to give him the Kaidash HaKadoshim over here? I said, no, on my side, I made a cheshman. I think this is over 100 Shirim so far. I think something that's like 100. Said, Mamash at that point. So, so you ran out of Shirim. Now you're scrambling for titles and you're scrambling. I tell you the truth, Rabbi Isai, I don't know if one shiur is going to be enough. I have here on my paper 30 shailas that I want to talk about in Hilchos washing machine. Washing machine, when I talk about washing machine, I mean the one that washes the clothing. We talk about dishwasher, that would take me 5-10 shiurim. But Hilchos washing machine, we have about 20 or 30 shailas from Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, from Arachayim, translation Mishpat, from Yeridaya. I tried hard on Ebenezer, but that wasn't so successful. If you're Makadish and Isha with a washing machine, I don't have so many shailas. But you'll see Mamish from Kol HaTorah Kula, of the beauty, of the Hanoya, the Simcha of the Shir, is you get a limit into many, many things. Many different topics that come up, that the washing machine is the nafkamina of that topic. And we'll have to see. A lot of shailas, when we're going to don, is it considered a maisa kvisa? Sometimes in Chazal it has to be considered a maisa kvisa, a maisa washing for it to be a laundering to be a problem. And sometimes it's going to be, the shayla we'll be discussing, is it considered a malacha? We'll see soon what we're discussing. But I think what's really the most appropriate is the Gemara at the end of Saita. The Gemara in Saita, Saif Saita, the Gemara says, Mishimeis Rebekiva, bottle covered at Taiba. So Rashi says over there, we think bottle covered at Taiba, maybe they're not mechabed the Taiba anymore. Rashi says, what was the vart of Rabbi Kiva mit Kavod HaTorah? That he darshined every tag. He darshined every tag, ate the tag of Rabbi Kiva gedarshined. Which means that Rabbi Kiva had such Kavod HaTorah, he couldn't get enough of it. Some people, they love Torah, and they talk about Torah, and they think about Torah. Some people, David HaMelech says, Ma hafti seira secha koila yoimi sichasi. All I do is talk about Torah all day long. It's a level of avah. Rabbi Kiva had covet for Torah, had such an avah for Torah that they could never get enough. So he found Ali Gedarshan in attack. You see over here that's the greatest covet at Torah. It's when you take something like a washing machine and you take something which seems to be the one shayla when I was just now outside. So the man was asking me, what's the shayla about a washing machine? So somebody said, the one shayla I have about a washing machine is, how do you turn it on? that's the one shayla that mentions at home. Well, see, this ganz kol HaTorah Kula, but I hope and pray that we could do it in one shiur, especially because tonight there's no games. I have to finish on time because I'm told that the mincha ma'ariv is 10 to 9 or 5 to 9. So we have to mamish squeeze it in. But Bez Hashem, we'll be nischat. Bez Hashem, we'll get it in. We'll go see what we can. But just see the beauty of the shenkat of Torah. The first shaila that comes to mind is: are you allowed to do your laundry before Shacharis Shulchan Aruch and Simen Beit Tes? Shulchan Aruch talks about that it's also to do malacha, to give our brachas and daf yudalit. You're not allowed to do your chafetzecha. Again, I'm using these each time. We're going to have to dan the shayla. We have to dan a washing machine. We have to dan first the shayla. Then we have to dan, does it make enough gemina in the actual shayla laundry? Then you have to dan, is the washing machine going to be different? So we know there's a shayla. You're allowed to, before you daven, you're allowed to go and do your asakim. That's halacha. You're not allowed to do asakecha. You're not allowed to do your iska. Your burnish shalayla comes first. Before you daven, you're not allowed to do, you're allowed to take a haircut. You're not allowed to do your things before daven. Doshte. There's a very, very shneir hagdol in the paiskim. What are you not allowed to do? It's lav dafkin malacha. That kapashtis is from the paiskim. There's a big mabuch in the paiskim. A lot of the things we'll talk about tonight, there's confusion. It's lav dafka malacha, pashtis from the paiskim. It's you're not allowed to do an asik of tircha before you put your mind to what's important. You can't go and do your asakim, don't come first. You don't take haircuts first, you don't do this. Dvarim shal tircha, dvarim that take your mind, go for davening, that's what you can't do. The shayla to be marked of what niche is the shayla. At the paiskim they discuss, I used to tell people that Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a tshuva about, are you allowed to read the headlines of newspapers? Headlines of a newspaper before davening. He says, you can't go and start reading the ganze article, the headline of a newspaper. So Shom Zalman, he says, maybe that's not called the ganze zach. Actually, that would be mutter. I'm just giving you a limit of what's the idea over here. What's the shayla? So I used to tell people, some stama, you can read your email. What an email you got in the middle of the night. So you can read your emails in the morning, you can read email. And then somebody told me, said, no, you talk to Bacher. The email he gets in the middle of the night, when he wakes up in the morning is, hi, going to sleep. Kol Tuv. So that's Takas, so what they told me. That's what they got. No, so that you can read in the morning before Shachris. That's Lefi Rav Shlomo Zalman, you can read that too. It says, if you let these guys read their emails before Shachris, that's a little bit worse than reading the article. That's it. They're going to work. So, Maisa, he's right. Then Lefi that, it would be Aser. It has nothing to do with Malacha, with the Shem Malacha. But one example, Klar, at the time of Chazal, there's no Shaila, is that Yitzchak could not do laundry before davening. That's no Shaila developed. Call it a malacha, call it an asik, call it a tirch, but there's no shayla in the world, that would be awesome. The shayla is in the 90th, a washing machine. A washing machine is just sach hakol, pressing a button. So that nechlal. Is that the asik? So I saw two shitas. The Knei Baisim, my Brunstoffer, he brought that, he brings down. Ein lechabes, gamma yidei mechoy naskvi. So lefnei tefillah shachar says you can't. And then I saw that Rishleim Zalman, in the Sefer Alicha Shleima, in the tefillah kehilchasa, he says, if you're lechayra, the machlekes is tali. In a certain sasugi, he says the toich mechaynak fi savah lasa the kenot sasa psoila pach. He says dvarim like this are mutter kodem tefila. So I don't think there's a machlekes here. You look in both of them, they're talking about two different things. Ebranstov is talking about doing laundry before shachris. He writes over there that to do laundry before shachris doesn't zicher an asik. If you're going to start sorting the whites and the blacks and the this and putting it in and the matzav and putting it in and putting the detergent and everything, that's a kind of asik. Now, Rosh Hashanah, at first I thought he was talking about just pressing the button. You just press the button, so that, there's not a tirch of the, if you put it in the night before, and you just didn't press the button because, I don't know, you didn't want to, you know, sometimes people have that cheshvin. They don't want to put it in the night before, because number one, maybe sometimes the noise, number two, they want to be able to dry it right away. So sometimes they don't put it in the night before. But they put the clothing in, and then the morning, first thing in the morning, they'll press the button. So to press a button first thing in the morning is nishkeferich. That's how I thought to say. And that bemis is, if you ask me, that's how I would pass in Lalocha. That to press the button is keferlich, to do the ganze asik, does the zikr asa before shachris. I think it's for sure. The only thing, Manasseh, I saw there, Shlomo Zalman in a different place, they bring him down a little bit differently. Tamashma over there from Shlomo Zalman, he says, if you already sorted the laundry, he even lets you pick up the laundry and put it into the washing machine and press the button. It's a little bit bigger chiddush. That's a little bit bigger chiddush. In other words, it's already sorted. Shlomo Zalman admits that to go and start sorting and making the whole asik doesn't zikr atircha. But if it's all you're doing is taking that which is sorted, throwing it in, again, it's hard to give hagdaras in these things. I'm just giving the oila a little bit, but that's the first shayla. If you would ask me, I would tell you to press the button, zikr mutter, to do the whole laundry, zikr aser. The middle case, ishladin, if it's already sorted, Shlomo Zalman's meikel, no, shayim in the hakel, if it's a big tzairich, is it makim to be meikel? If it's shaytzach a person, you know, listen, if it's us doing the laundry, it's probably some kind of a big tzairich. That's Mistama. A bacher, yeshiva, is negeya, so it's usually going to be a tzarech mitzvah, because otherwise he's going to have to be mevatel tayrin until he gets the machine, and this and that. Somehow the bacher and yeshiva, everything becomes tzarech mitzvah. That's shayla number one. Shayla number two, which unfortunately, I take tried to look up right now, and I feel like I'm reading a lot of the tshuvas now from the Sheva Lady, because tomorrow I'm giving a shiur from the Sheva Lady. So I feel like the Sheva Lady writes in so many places. I'm on vacation now and I don't have my svarim with me. Right? That's how he writes. I'm on vacation now, I don't have my svarim with me. I tried to find the Shaila. In Shulchan Aruch Simi Reish Chavei, I was learning to gay with my boys the lochas of Shulchayanu. When Zakhmeh Shulchayanu, when Zakhmeh Toiv HaMeitiv. What happens when you buy a washing machine? Do you make a Shulchayanu? Or do you make a Toiv HaMeitiv? Now, what was the shayla? The shayla is a shachyanu you make when you have an egg in a simcha. You buy a new suit, it's a simcha fazich. If you get a simcha from it, you make a shachyanu. If you don't get a simcha from it, I can't tell you to make a shachyanu. If you tell me, no, I mean, I don't get a grace of simcha. I buy a new hat, I get a simcha. I buy a strimal, it's a grace of simcha, so you make a shachyanu. And if it doesn't get a simcha, shan, it's totally be simcha salev, as I said. But toif ha-meitiv you make on something that is a shutzvis shabai. It means that, let's say, a new car. So if it's you're going to drive the car and your wife is going to drive the car, so then that's it's something that's not just a shechiyanu, it's not for me myself, it's something that there's a shutzvis involved. There's a couch, it's something that you and your wife, if it's a new couch and it's something which generates a simcha, it's a chash of a couch and whatnot. So chari, that would be a toiv ha-meitiv. Rav Moshe goes so far as to say, so that's why the chari you could buy even during the 3 weeks, you could buy a new car. It says, it depends. If you're buying a new car and the car is going to be for just you, just for you, so then that's shechiyanu. During the 3 weeks, we're meneya, we don't make shechiyanu during the drive off. He says, but let's say it's a car that you're going to be using, you and your wife and whatnot, so then the bracha is toiv ha-meitiv, so toiv ha-meitiv, get out and during the drive off. That's not good. So I was thinking today, I don't know if this is a shayla for the books, or it's a shayla for my wife, or it's a shayla for me, I'm not sure. What happens when you get a new washing machine? Right? So she has a grace of simcha. Right? I have a grace of sorrow. My pocket. I'm not so happy about it. Or are we going to make one of these shalom bias tickets for us? You know, oh, I'm very happy that she's happy, or something like that. Or my clothing is getting washed, or whatnot. I'm not sure. I kind of wanted to look it up before the shiur. and I wasn't successful. I tried very bekitza. If anybody knows, you should let me know. What do you say? Why your suit? She's happy to see you. Yeah, but here's a little bit different. Officially, she's washing your clothes, and you're getting a hanok from it officially. So my natiya would be, my natiya is that l'chayr you make one in a torba meitiv. That's my natiya. It's something that's mahana the ganz mishpacha, and the stomach of your ksuva, you're meshabed yourself to buy her, that was normal, I need the mogad of romans, and kofayin hey, that's considered a shutfist. The mogad of romans talking about the love of the torba meitiv by wine, and maybe it would be the same. So if I had to pass in it without having a chance to think, I would say probably make a toiva meitiv. No, this is a great nafkamina. Nafkamina is what you'd be able to get it during the dry vach. Okay, let me get invited. The most common, I guess, shayla, again, I'm going on Seder Shulchan Aruch, and then Hashem will come back to the various chalakim in Shulchan Aruch. Incineration base in Shulchan Aruch is all about washing, doing the laundry on Erev Shabbos. And I think that's by most people what's the first most common shayla they would have thought of when it comes to doing laundry on Erev Shabbos. So there's a Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Beis that says one of the Asara Takonis that Ezra made, Asara Takonis Tikkun Ezra Mechapsim Mechamishi B'Shabbos, that you have to, the Lashon is Mechapsim, you have to wash your clothing on Thursday. V'shiyu Mechapsim Mechamishi B'Shabbos is Gemara now, Mishum Kovit Shabbos. You have to wash Mishum Kovit Shabbos. Explain the Mepharshim, the Pashup Shah. Mishum Kovit Shabbos is, this is safeguarding the Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yankov Zichron Levracha used to say that in America, we got back to Shabbos. In America, they lost the Shabbos for some time. The people never played it. Before the war, they lost the Shabbos. But after the war, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yankov said, we got back to Shabbos. People came from Europe and we got back Shabbos. He said, but we lost the Erev Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos, the Kehidin. So we combined Shabbos with David was set by Chatzoyes as I'm saying to Shirim, and he was dressed for Shabbos, and that year he's sitting and waiting for the Shabbos Kodesh. So the Rambam writes that the person has to be Panui from Tirdus. So that's what Chazal over here were trying to safeguard. That's the Pashup Shah. They're trying to safeguard the Erev Shabbos, that on Erev Shabbos it should be Panui and should be able to be ready for Shabbos. As I come to us. Now, the Maisa, there's two ways to learn. I think there's a problem. Next year is going to be about microphones. The etzma takana of Ezra Seifer, what state in the Gemara is Mishum Kavod Shabbos. The Pashup Pshat of Mishum Kavod Shabbos is Kadeshu Pnuyim L'Shabbos, is that there should be Pani on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, that Erev Shabbos should be Ruhi. Mashenke, now the simple Pshat is that in the times of Chazal, what was laundry day? Laundry day was a day. That was a whole day. Some of the Chevron here still remember it. All the Chevron like myself, you had to go to the river and you had to bring up just like the board and the stone. And the Chevron we remember, you had to make afer the night before, you had to make ashes for the soap. So you didn't get fancy people with dishwashers and all these things. That's how it was. But that was a ganze tov. So you can imagine doing such a thing on Erev Shabbos, so then it's going to be a shud, it's going to be an avla to the Erev Shabbos. There are lochas on the Erev Shabbos. You can't, there are kolin lochas about eating on Erev Shabbos. It's not also to eat on Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah to be merneya. There's kol minei melachos that you're not supposed to be doing in Erev Shabbos. And b'chulei b'chulei, Erev Shabbos is supposed to be a ruach etzayit, getting ready for Shabbos. That's the halacha. Now, one of the takanas was, don't do laundry, because laundry, the pashup shah, the chayra, is laundry is going to shter the Erev Shabbos, it's going to be busy the whole entire Erev Shabbos, and they don't want that in Erev Shabbos. There's a machlekes, Mogen Avraham, and the El Yirab. And the Shibra brings it down, a very important machlekes. The Mogen Avraham says, what was the takana? Something Mogen Avraham, the takana was, don't do laundry on Erev Shabbos. Listen closely. Don't do laundry. That was the takana. Don't do laundry on Erev Shabbos. No, when should you do the laundry? You should do it right on Thursday. Right? Because for Shaitzach, you're going to have to do laundry. So the etzim at the takana was don't do laundry. Also to do laundry. They were safeguarding Erev Shabbos. The other way, the other rabbi says, no, that's not the takana. The takana wasn't don't do laundry on Erev Shabbos. The takana was in the positive. Do the laundry on Thursday. So it's a totally different takana. You'll see why in a moment. But he was saying, no, the Magen Avraham says, don't do, they made a takana, and listen, don't do laundry on Erev Shabbos. And the Rebbe says, no, the takana was do the laundry on Thursday because Chazal were nervous that he's not going to have clean clothing for Shabbos. It's a whole different takana. According to the Magen Avraham, the takana was worry about Erev Shabbos. Don't do laundry on Erev Shabbos. You can't be busy all day. And the Rebbe says, no. The takana was make sure you have clean clothing for Shabbos. Therefore, do laundry on Thursday. Don't do laundry on Friday because there's not enough time. But that wasn't the takana. Should I just show you Nafka Mina to bring it out to Ba'isai? Nafka Mina number one, according to the Eli Rabbah, if you don't have clothing that are clean for Shabbos, you're mevatel the takana. In addition to the fact that you're over on, let's say, what it says in Divrei Chazal of the Chibadatoy and clean clothing, but the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't have clean clothing on Shabbos, you're mevatel the takana according to the Eli Rabbah, because the Eli Rabbah is learning there was a takana. Do laundry on Thursday for Shabbos. Make sure you have your clothing. When do it? Do it on Thursday, because Friday there's not enough time. No, the takana was don't do laundry on Friday. The fact that you have to have clean clothing for Shabbos, everybody understands you have to have clean clothing for Shabbos. But that wasn't in the takana. That's one example of an nafka mina. The ikar nafka mina that the poets can discuss, the ikar nafka mina is what if lemaisa had the hanka fallen and takai, I wasn't able to do laundry. Something came up Thursday, I didn't do laundry. So now, lemaisa, I don't have clean clothing. Am I allowed to do laundry on Friday? In the times of Chazal right now, forget our washing machines. I'm in the times of Chazal, I don't have a clean shirt for Shabbos, am I allowed to do laundry for Shabbos? So Lefida El Rabba, I'm about to do laundry on Friday. I'm about to. The Gantz at the corner was, make sure you have clean clothing for Shabbos. A suggestion, when to do it, is do it on Thursday, because there's not enough time on Friday, we don't want that. But that wasn't the Takon. According to the Magen Avraham, they made an Isser. They said, don't do laundry on Friday. It's like any other of a Chazal's Isser. It's like Muksa. It's like Dabra Dabra. It's like any of Chazal's Takanah. Don't do laundry on Friday. So the Maisa, Emal Asad, if you didn't go and wash your clothing on Erev Shabbos, so that on Thursday, so then too bad. You're not going to have clean clothing, but there's a Takanah. Don't do laundry on Friday. This is the way. I get to do it. How do we paskin? So Mishabur paskin is a Shaila. It's not so known. Mishabur brings down Hiskim El Yerabo. The Kenny Maimon Mordechai, the Shar Achreinim, the Ze Etzim Atakana, the Loi Kamogin Avraham. The Mashma that the Takana, Shaloi Lechabes Bar Shabbos. He's Mashma that the Takana is don't do laundry on Friday. And that's not the Pshat, says the Shabbos. Shabbos says that the Ikar Pshat is make sure that you have clean clothing on Friday, for Shabbos. When to do it on Thursday. Now, the Maisa, the Nafkamina of all this, is Ha'aka Dekach, the Mishabur brings down, like I said yesterday, therefore don't, or a few days, Thursday, he said, don't pick up a baby on Shabbos. In those times, picking up a baby meant the baby didn't have a diaper, so now you're going to be Mevatel Takana B'Yadayim on Shabbos. You're going to be wearing your clothing, and the baby is Ha'altzach by Asher Yotzer, and the Melo, you're going to have a problem. So don't pick up the baby on Shabbos. So this day, Mishabur brings down, the Toif Shalalikach Tinach B'Cheikah B'Shabbos, your wife tells you, here, hold, take the baby for a minute. First Mishabur. What are you talking about? But, now, an afkamina is, let's say, I'll give you a marshal. Let's say you have somebody, again, I'm going to, from this point on, take on that the ikar psak is like Eli Rabba. Maybe there's a chumra, like the Magen Avraham, not doing laundry on Friday, but the ikar psak is like Eli Rabba. So, one afkamina the Pais can discuss. It discuss what happens, you have somebody who already prepared, they prepared everything for Shabbos. Everything's made. Or I'll say a much more common example, a bachur. He doesn't do anything, what does he do? He's learning all day, and then he's going away. So what does he have to do, Sacha Kol, for Shabbos? He has to make a phone call. And you can't make the phone call, some of them make the phone call on Friday also, right? What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to make the phone call on Sunday, on Monday, Tuesday, he calls up, he made his meal, he's done, he's all ready for Shabbos. All he has to do is take a shower, and he's ready for Shabbos. So such a boy, is he allowed to go and do laundry on Erev Shabbos? Is he allowed to do laundry on Erev Shabbos? So I would have said, this is again, this told you the Magen Avraham. According to the Magen Avraham, so now, the takana was, don't do laundry on Erev Shabbos. They're not going to go and start making up this, him yes, him no. Chazal made a takana, because normally that was what laundry was. And but even in the times of Chazal, let's say he had a bacher in the times of Chazal, so he was allowed to do laundry. He had his one shirt. I once asked this question to Rav Nissen Karelitz. He said, you think in the times of Chazal you were allowed to wash one shirt? Even though it wasn't such a big deal. No, Chazal made a takana, the feed of Magen Avraham. You can't do laundry on Friday. So this bacher, Lefida Magen Avraham, would be also. You can't do laundry on Friday. Lefida El Yerapa, you can clear. Because Lefida El Yerapa, the Iker Vard of Chazal was make sure you have clean clothing for Shabbos. The suggestion was do it on Thursday. Because Maisa Thursday Friday is a time-consuming thing and whatnot. But it wasn't Etzim HaTakana. So Lefida El Yerapa, this is a ganz fine and welcome to be Mekel. And the Maisa, it's I saw the Shevet HaKahasi, the Bel Zedayim. He said there's a makom to be made. We'll see in a minute why. Anyways, it can be a much bigger makom to be made. But there's a makom to be made. I'm thinking right now the times of Chazal. The times of Chazal is a makom to be made.
What about specials?
Thus,
specials Friday.
I'm gonna get to everything. Mitzvah Shem. That's one type of shayla. The second shayla we already spoke about. That's Mefirsh and the Ben Ishchai. The Svardish and Pais Kimmel. The Asher Volsa brings that. They all bring the Lashon Ben Ishchai. Zav Avisha Manu Dein Bashoy Lachavis Beres Shabbos. We said you're not allowed to go and wash on Friday. But in Enos, if he's oinis, like Kipsu, so then it's mutter. Then he's mutter on Friday, which really, of course, is going right there with the Eli Rabba. Because safe, there's no takana, don't do laundry on Friday. What about weekday clothing? That's a very interesting shayla. Are you allowed to wash your weekday clothing on Friday? In the times of Chazal. You're allowed to wash weekday clothing on Friday. So at first glance, you think, that's like the gun, you can't do laundry, right? But if you think about it, it's kum fakert. So according to the Bogen Avraham, there's no shayla. The takana was a takana to safeguard Friday. Don't do laundry on Friday. So then, of course, it doesn't make a difference. Weekday clothing, it doesn't make a difference. Shabbos clothing, don't do laundry on Friday. But according to Eli Rabba, it's a gevaldik svar to say it's mutter. According to Eli Rabba, what's a svar? Eli Rabba says that the takana was make sure you have clean clothing for Shabbos. It had nothing to do with safeguarding Shabbos Friday. Granted, Chazal said, you should do it on Thursday because Friday is a busy day and we don't want you doing it then. But if this fellow, he goes now and he decides to are you allowed to go to work on Friday morning? Yes. You're allowed to go to work. You're working, right? You're busy, etc. Fine. So you're allowed to work, though. You know, get ready for Shabbos also. So here, it's the same thing. This fellow, he's doing a work. What's the work? He's washing his weekday clothing. So according to Eli Rabba, it's bechlan on a breach in the takana. According to Eli Rabba, the takana is make sure you have Shabbos clothing. Then I make sure. Don't worry. I did it on Thursday. I listened to Chazal. I didn't want to take a chance. I did it already on Thursday. Now Friday comes. Am I allowed to wash my weekday clothing? Why not? In the Maisa, this is a shayla. I see the Rav Nissen Karel. It's the Chavis Ber Shabbos Begadim She'ein of the Shabbos. See, right? That's the Mogad Avram, like we said, is the Harasa. They push it. She'ein the Chavis Erev Shabbos. But the Fidel Yerav, but Yeshleim, I'm going to the Chavis Begadim Vav. She'ein the Metzayar Shabbos. Why not? Loi Garo Mishar Melachis, which I wanted to do until Mencha. And that's the Chayr which should come out. As I come to us. The guy that I saw that they asked the Shalat Rechai Kanyaski, he said it's not Roy. Ain't a Roy to do. Ain't a Roy, but again, it just means that Medina is Mutter, because we paskin. Like the Eli Rabba, Medina's mother, to wash your weekday clothing on Erev Shabbos. Ain't it right, I guess, because he's being chayshish for the Magen Avraham. L'chayr. And the big shayla, I think it's saying, washing machine. And that's what all these shaylas will make an afkamina, washing machine. You know, what's the shayla? The shayla is that, l'chayr, a washing machine, you're pressing a button. In the times of Chazal, it was like, some of us remember still, there's a whole Asik, you had to go down to the riverside, and it was an Asik of Isaiah, you had to go there with the stick, and some of you remember, so I won't go into it now. But there was the whole, the brick and the afer and everything. So then, and then you had to scrub. It wasn't simple. And then hopefully the tide was good that day. So then that was a gatzata. Ah, so that's when Chazal made the takana. Mashenking nowadays, you press a button. And think about it. When she presses that button, she goes downstairs and then she does 10,000 other things. She goes and she cooks and she does it. She just presses a button, sachakol. So there's a very good svar to say that, you know, Chazal and Isa were in a time that was a big tircha and that would ruin the entire atmosphere of the Erev Shabbos. Mashen kein hayt. Now, if I had to answer the shayla, I would tell him this. Lefi the Magen Avraham, Tonish Vesaretin. Chazal made a takana. The time of the takana could be bottled. Chazal did have 50,000 reasons. We don't know why. The Goyim, the Meshach Hagma brings down that the Goyim said it's 1,000 reasons for every single takana from Chazal. They said one, they said the one that they thought people would be makabel. So that doesn't mean, so Chazal made a takana. The takana was, according to the Magen Avraham, don't do laundry on Friday. Come on, again, you can't do laundry on Friday. Mashenken, according to Eli Rabba, what was the takana? The takana was, have clean clothing for Shabbos. The Kavada said, it's kedai not to do it on Friday, because on Friday, Tak is a busy day, etc. So make sure you do it on Thursday. But see this, now you can really clear. A washing machine, which is Tak is something, you're just pressing a button, it's not the same tircha. So the takana of Chazal was have clean clothing for Shabbos and don't ruin Erev Shabbos' atmosphere. I'll be able to do both, right? What's the problem? And that's how I would have said. I would have said that Lefi, the way we paskin, which is the Eli Rabba, then Lechayr should be mutter. You'd be able on, for now on Friday to do it, to be able to do the laundry. It's not as great as a tircha. The Magen Avraham, you're not being machmir like the Magen Avraham. Lefi, the Eli Rabba. So it's true that maybe it's kedai better to do it on Thursday, but I think it's tight where it's just sach hakol, press of a button, there would be a ganz fine makom to be meikel. Kach I would have thought. I looked around, I see that Rav Avadja was meikel. I see Rav Avadja was meikel. I see that they bring from Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos, he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Nissen Karelitz, that they were talking machmir. I'll tell you the svaras. Interesting svaras, what they say. one Svara, the Scheinberg brought down, I didn't ask it to him, he brought down an interesting Svara. He said that even the Magen Avraham maybe would be Meikel, because doing laundry is so easy, so even the Magen Avraham would be Meikel. I asked the question that we never say it's Batel, the Tama, the Takana, Chazal said, don't do laundry on Friday because they want Erev Shabbos not to be so Meshiggah. So nowadays it won't be so Meshiggah if you do the laundry on Erev Shabbos. So I asked the Kasha, so then it doesn't make a difference that nowadays it's easy. Chazal made a Takana. So Scheinberg said an interesting thing. That's the way it's brought. I didn't see it, I didn't hear it from his mouth, but the way it's brought is that Scheinberg said that when Chazal say the time of the Takana in the Takana, then it's different. Over here it said in the Lashon HaGemara, that's why I read the Lashon HaGemara before. Ezra said, don't wash clothing on Friday, Mishum Kavod Shabbos, which the Magen Avraham learns that it means because it's going to Shter Erev Shabbos, it's going to be a long, lengthy activity. I mean, the Chazal explicitly in the Takana said, this is the reason. When Chazal say there's an Isser of Gilui, there's an Isser of this, that, whatever, there's an Isser, and they don't say a reason. So then that's the way, they don't say a reason. So even though we know the reason, but there could be 3,000 other reasons. But if they say the reason, so then we're able to apply Batel the time of the Takana, so Batel the Gatz of Takana. That's what he says, Scheinberg, it's interesting to Svar. Ravaja says a Chiddush, he says, well, Chazal's Takanas are only Chal on that which they had. So they didn't have washing machines, they didn't have electricity. If you go with that Svar, the Rabbi side, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be cancelled. The whole list of Shahia and hot plates and whatnot. But you see, our Paiskim obviously don't hold off. That's another reason they want to be Meikel. I don't know. Maisa, I was saying this over to different family members that were female. They didn't like this. They said, why? To say that laundry is not time consuming? Laundry? The dreading thought of laundry, the laundry's piling up. You never heard me complain about the laundry. I got yelled at because I never heard you complain about the laundry. And that means I wasn't listening to all the complaints. So vice guys, you know, it's not so clear. To say that laundry is not time consuming and not a tircha, not a gansa, because don't forget, you're right, in the malacha, it's just pressing a button. But we're trying to go into the kishkas of Chazal. Chazal, we're saying over here, it's not isser malacha. Chazal, we're saying that laundry is a shter. Laundry is something that's time consuming. Laundry is something that's not proper to be doing on a Friday. And it's an oil. It's a matzah. And the emphasis by these ladies, it is. It is. So let's see this. Yesh ladin harbe. Yesh ladin harbe. Again, according to the Magen Avraham, I think zichri l'chayr you'd have to be machmir. Because if the Kamar was don't do laundry on Erev Shabbos, safeguard the Erev Shabbos, and somewhat the time does apply. Somewhat, they are shared in our society. Weistois, this level of share is a level of share. That would be something that would probably be Nechel and Gzeira. Lefi, the Eli Rabba, also Yesh Ladin. Even the Eli Rabba just said that you should have clean clothing for Shabbos. Preferably do it on Thursday in order that Erev Shabbos doesn't get shtar. So it's still true. It's still true. Maybe not over on the Takana, like we saw. So if I had to give a psak, I'd say like this. Laundry day, Vaita should not be Friday. Shouldn't be Friday. Number one. Number two, if there's no choice and you have no choice but you need to do it on Friday, there's definitely a makom to be meikel. Number two. Number three, for a bachar, and that's his only day, and there's less little Torah, and whatnot. Vaita is definitely a big makom to be meikel, especially if he's washing his big day chayil. If he's washing only his big day chayil, that's definitely even a bigger makom to be meikel, because we saw that many priests can say that the whole takana was only washing the big day Shabbos. Right? So this is definitely a makom to be meikel, but again, it should still be a vekeshtel tachar vaita, that laundry day shouldn't be Friday, as I come twice, but if there's no prayer, I've had the tabi makom to be meikel. Now another shayla in Reish Nun Aleph, as we move on to. Reish Nun Aleph is halacha that a person, he shouldn't do malacha after Mincha Ketana on Erev Shabbos. If he doesn't work after Mincha Ketana, the Gemara Pesachim says, Ein Roi Simen Bracha. You won't see Simen Bracha. They'll say, who doesn't want to see Simen Bracha from their laundry? So if you're going to go and do your laundry in Erev, there's a new shayla now. Let's say I'll be meikel that you could do the malacha on Erev Shabbos because it's Big Day Choy, let's say, or it's just the pressing of a button. So let's say I'm meikel. But now, after Mincha Ketana, there's a new one. Don't go and do malacha on Erev Shabbos. So it's Mamana Shabbos. It's like this. If you're doing something for Shabbos, so then it's not included in the Yisr. You're allowed to do any malacha on Erev Shabbos after Mincha for Shabbos. So I guess Mamana Shabbos. I come with that whatever reason he has to be washing his shirt for Shabbos, which we just said will be Meikel on B'diyevet. So then that for sure will be Meikel on after Mincha too, because he's doing it for Shabbos. Elamai, let's say he's washing his Big Day Chol. He's washing his Big Day Chol. So now you'd have to declare. Is this would be the same shayla? The Mishabura says if you're doing something be'arai, something which isn't such a major zach, it's just a quick zach. So then Mishabur says you could do that even on Erev Shabbos after Mincha. So we'll go back to the same Shaila. What were they asking here? They were asking Malacha. They were asking, they don't want it again. It's the same thing. They're safeguarding the Erev Shabbos. So then we get back to that Shaila. Rachaira, Vaita, there'd be a Machim that he should be Machmir if it's a big Asik. It was just a matter of pressing the button. He managed to sort everything before the Mincha Ketana, and then it's just a matter of pressing the button. So then Rachaira, there'd be a Machim to be Meikal. That's Simon Reishon enough. It's Simon Reishon in base. There's Halacha that you're not allowed to have something of Asher Milson. We spoke about it yesterday. Asher Milson means something that's making noise on Shabbos. You can't have something that even that started before Shabbos, if it's going to be making a loud noise. The place can discuss, let's say, a sprinkler system. Asher Milson, loud noise, that's something the Chazal didn't like. Mashal, the Ramesh is the Chuvah discusses about an alarm clock. So Ramesh says, if the alarm clock is going to ring, and it rings so loud that it rings outside the room, that's Ramesh's cases. It rings outside the room, so Ramesh says, then you have this problem of Asher Milson. That if you're doing something, even though it's something that was compiled before Shabbos, obviously, but if it's making a noise, so then if it makes a noise, you have to be machmir. That's Avshe Milsa, that's the concept of Avshe Milsa. No? So our shaila is, what if you have a washing machine that's going from before Shabbos, and now it goes into Shabbos? So what should come out? Lefi the Minig Ashkenazim, I say Minig Ashkenazim because the Sfardim are make on this shaila. Sfardim hold that there's no problem. Lefi the Sfardim, sorry. There's no problem. The Rashi is no problem. The Svardim, the Fakir, the Sigi, they make it to the Nigin of the Zmigis. Right? It goes together with the Makel Otam, Baruch Ukel. It's Shinzelzam. But the Ashkenazim, we have a problem. We have a problem of the coil. So if you have a washing machine that's going before Shabbos, so then that's a problem if it goes into Shabbos. That's the Maisa brought down. The Goyim of Maisha says like that. If Shlom is Alman in the Mitzvah Shlom, or the Zion himself has got a Machmir, I am Shom, the Shmir of Shabbos, they ask the Shaila to Rechaim. Can you ask if Chulei, they're all Machmir? I just want to be Ma'or or something. The Chayra, first of all, number one, is that the Ashkenazim are Mekel on the Avshem Milsa Shaila. If it's a Sarek Mitzvah, Sarek Gobel, Hefz, it's something of the nature. I got a phone call about two weeks ago, a child was going to camp. And the mother said that the kid is leaving Mamish Moitei Shabbos, and she has one last load of laundry to do, and if she's not going to go and put it in now, she had to put it in the dryer. So she said it's too much, she has no ability to do it now. Sometimes you have the shayla, it's a little bit easier even. That was that case. Sometimes there's a shayla, if you're not going to put it in the dryer right now, so then it's going to get all molded. You don't have time, push it, to go and start hanging it out 10 minutes before Shabbos. And if you're not going to put it into the dryer, so that's going to be a hefzid. So then even an Ashkenazi could be mekel. Bekai Gaon again, Achalila, to do it on Shabbos. I'm saying if you do it before Shabbos, and it's going to be going into Shabbos, and it's going to be making a noise, so the Sfardim, they make on that lechatchila. The Ashkenazim, we make up a Makam Hefzid, that would probably be a Makam Hefzid. In this case, the person called from camp, if they weren't going to do this one load, whatever, so that's going to be a very big problem because they're going to have to get the clothing to the child. Again, the Makam Hefzid, Makam Yimeko. I'll just give you a food for thought, a shadow to think about. One day we're going to give a shiur here, Hilchas air conditioning, the Neidah Bezos Hashem. When I used to say things like that, I used to laugh. Now you don't laugh anymore. Right? But when we give the shiur, Hilchas air conditioning, I'm going to ask you to remember, why are we allowed to have an air conditioning on Shabbos? Why are you allowed to have an air conditioning on Shabbos? So you're going to say, no, it's everyone knows, the Gemara says that if you have something like a grinding mill that everybody knows was nifal the day before, even if it makes a noise, it's mutter. I mean, a light from the day before that goes on and goes off and goes on and goes off. So everyone knows Shabbos clock and they know. And the same thing you'll say with an air conditioner. Everybody knows, so even if it makes a noise, the only time it's a problem is if it's something that the derech is to do now. Some people are behind you. Oh, I hear a noise. He must have turned on his washing machine right now. That's the issue. So it's an air conditioning. You'll say the same thing. Is that true? When you walk past the house and all of a sudden you see the air conditioner go on. You hear an air conditioner go on. So what's the first thought that goes into your head? The first thought that goes into my head is, someone just turned on the air conditioning. Because on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and by the goy on Shabbos, by every normal person, and for sure, and by the Eden, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when they turn on the air conditioning, not on a time clock, not on a time switch, they turn it on Miyah. So the second that there's noise, that means that the thought that being optional, sir, the thought that's going through your head is, a noise went on, and Elamai, no, but he's a tzaddik, your uncle's a tzaddik, I know he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, but then you just can cancel the entire halacha. That's the Gantz Halacha. The whole Halacha is, Avshe Milsa, is that if you hear a noise, that it's the derech of that type of noise to turn on for that moment, and it's not the derech. Bishlam, if you have something, it's a derech to turn on for a long time, for later on. So then, if I hear that noise, it doesn't vise on any problem. But if I hear a noise that the derech of that item, let's say an air conditioner, for example, is a derech that when it goes on, it's the person usually puts it on. Yeah. So then it should be an isra of shemilsa. It should be a problem, though. No? What do you think? Of course you're going to agree, because you're a Sephardi, so it doesn't affect you b'chal. But the rest of us, you have a problem. Why not? Can't be, right? Just can't be. So now I have to give a shir about air conditions, right? Yeah. I ask this everywhere I go. I ask this to different people. Most people say, no, can't be. Can't be. Nobody gives me an answer. I have a shtickle teretz. One teretz is like, you know, we just said, b'makim hefsid gadol, you can be mekel nafshemilsa. It's annoying nik shabbos, hefsid gadol. Yeah, okay, but just, you know, how hungry are you when you're saying that svar? how much are you schwitzing when you're saying that svar? You know, it's at least a shayla. We'll leave it as a shayla, or it's chazayin amay. Next shayla, it comes out, very interesting thing. Nowadays, I saw a sefer, I was running past the island. There's halacha, if you have a spill on the floor, and you take a spill, something spills on the floor, and you take a towel, and a regular towel, not a shmat, and you throw it on the floor. So in the times of Chazal, this was definitely a problem. Because we are afraid if he's makbil al meimav, if it's a towel or something like that, then he's going to come to wring it out on Shabbos. Because he's going to be afraid that his towel is going to get all ruined, and if it's a, you know, we're afraid he's going to wring it out. So the Shulchan Aruch on Siman Shin Beis says you can't take a towel. You can take a rag, something that you're not makbil on, but a towel or something like that you can't take. I saw a sefer, he says, interesting, Svar, he brings from Chashav Yid. He says over there that nowadays that we have washing machines, we're not makbil on anything. Now in Balabatish, he's zicher right. Balbatishkan is right. If you have a towel, what happens if you have a spill? And then you have a hamper, a laundry hamper right there. So what does everybody say? All right, just take it out of the hamper and put it there. I'm going in the laundry anyways. None of us are going to take it and then put it down and then wring it out. What would everybody in this room do? You take it and then you put it back into the laundry pile. So he wants to say, he wants to say that since nowadays everybody has washing machines in the house, and in the old days nobody would do that because you wouldn't leave it there until you're going to go and bring it to the, it's going to sit there and it's going to get wet and moldy. But us nowadays that we have this, it would come out of kula. Being that we have a washing machine, it would come out of kula that a person wouldn't have this isser of makbid al meimav. I didn't see anybody argues on him. He's right. Another shayla. Are you allowed to have a laundromat going on Shabbos? A laundromat in America is called a laundromat here. I don't know what it's called. In other words, you have automated washing machines. You have washing machines that you put in a coin, you put in a pound, and it does it on its own. So this is very related to the shayla we spoke about yesterday. Now let's down the shayla. Now, let's down the shayla one by one. If, let's say, you have an apartment building or in a dormitory or in something, by goyim, obviously, and you have over there, if there's yidden in the shayla, if there's neither, why not? I'm not getting involved in that right now. Let's say you have it by goyim, you have it in an apartment building, you have a laundry, a washing machine downstairs, why not? So like a vending machine, basically. So now, the only shayla that can be done over here is Schar Shabbos. And that we spoke out yesterday. And this is really discussed in the Paiskim, the Mishalach, the Yachid Yosef, the Paiskim, they all discussed this case. And they say there's no Schar Shabbos, like we spoke out yesterday. Because since when I put in the money, so you're saying I'm earning on Shabbos. No, you're not earning on Shabbos because you're getting in return for the water that was used, for the electricity that was used. So that's not called Schar Shabbos. That we spoke yesterday is that you're allowed to get money for an item that was used on Shabbos. That's and for the service, it's Behavlah. So that would be Mutter. Does that mean in America, I don't know if they have this here, they have full stores, that's what it is. The whole store is just a bunch of washing machines. And the person comes in, they have it over yours? Laundrette. It's like a first cousin of a laundromat. A laundrette, right? So the laundrette, so could you have your laundrette just going on Shabbos? The person doesn't have to be there. He's singing in his house, Hashem Shabbos Haben Mabas. So here, there would probably be a problem of a Marasayin. It'd be a problem with Zilzal Shabbos. Whereas a Schar Shabbos wouldn't be an issue. But the Zilzal would be a Zilzal and a Marasayin and somewhat of an Uvdin Bechayel. And that would be Aser. I gratis saw that the Sheva Dalevi, he wants to be machmer on the whole entire shayla. I'll just give the marmakim, chelik kesim and kavches. He says it's an isra schar Shabbos. I don't understand why it's a schar Shabbos. Like we explained, the chayla that shouldn't be schar Shabbos. And that's why if anybody wants to look, this can look like moksa. What's in the gaya? Two shaylas I have. Three shaylas. One shayla is that somebody had a birthday cake, but they wanted to hide it from the mother. Not that she's going to eat it, but it was for her birthday. So they wanted to hide it, so they couldn't find where's the mother not going. So this mother, she heard from Rabbi Kallis that laundry day is not on Friday. So that means the whole Friday she's not going into the washing machine. Okay? So the best place to hide it is where? The washing machine. So he went, he took his birthday cake for his mother, and he put it in the washing machine that she shouldn't see it. Okay? Now, Kum Shabbos, now he comes, he knocks on my door. He's got, poor guy has a cake inside the washing machine. He wants to know, can he open up the door of the washing machine to take out the cake? Okay? So what's a washing machine? Well, that's one shot. Another shot, this is my personal favorite, was that somebody went, and I feel bad because I'm going to give it away now, but the father went and hid the afikoimen in the washing machine. I feel bad now. Next year, everyone's going to put it. The father went and hid the afikoimen in the washing machine, and now he wants to know, first of all, can you open up the door to put it in? Can you take out the afikoimen? Not the shayla. A truth of shayla is that sometimes on Shabbos itself, you have a child stains in a way where it's a terrible odor, a terrible reyach. You don't want to put it in a hamper. You want to put it straight into the washing machine. So one child is going to be muksa, one child is going to be a chana. And you're allowed to put it into the washing machine for mitzvah Shabbos. So this goes back to a shayla we spoke about over here many times, that a washing machine l'chayra is a bona fide kli shemalachkoi b'isser. It's the door is a bona fide chefza to do an isser, which the halacha is kli shemalachkoi b'isser is mudder l'tzayra gufay makayim. Okay, so maybe let's see. We'll go one by one. To take out the birthday cake, so why am I allowed to open it? Obviously, I'm talking where there's no electric currents that are being occurred, obviously, because that's saying. But when I'm opening up the door of the washing machine, so what am I doing now? That's tzayrich. Tzayrich what? Tzayrich makim. The makim is being blocked. I can't touch the nine game. I have to go in to get out my gate. So the makim, so I'm allowed to open the door. Now, can I close the door after? No. Why closing the door? No reason at all. Now that I close the door, once you open the door again, right? You're just closing it for no reason. Okay, now I took out the cake. Now to put in the afikoimen.
If you still hold it.
Just a moment. I take out the afikoimen. To put in the afikoimen, so to open the door is tzayrich makim. Same idea. What about closing the door? About closing the door. That's a tzayrich gufay. That's a tzayrich gufay. Right? Because now I'm using the door to shield that yankala and all other schnitzels over there, they're not going to find. You know, they're going to see an open door, they're going to know something's fishy. But now, I feel bad I'm giving it away. In 2 years, the kids will forget. So now I'm closing it. That's a sechet tzayrach gufay. Okay? That's number two. Number three, what was our other case? The child who said, now this is a very, very practical shayla. Just a moment. This is a very practical shayla. Each one of these shaylas, Rabbi said, you can give a full shiur on it. I'm just getting the etzim azah. But the etzim shayla which one are we up to? The diapers. The child who soiled and whatnot. So it depends like this. If you have a shirt that you get a stain on, you get a child stain on your shirt. Okay, stain or whatever. And you take off your shirt, you go to change your shirt. So now you take the shirt. What's the normal derech during the week in the shirt like that? You put it in the hamper. Unless what? Unless you know right now there's a white wash that's being done or whatever and it's going in a second. So you just throw it in the washing machine. And this is the derech. As I was saying, if you have a shirt, and you take a shirt, and it's your derech to always put it in a hamper, so then, if you put it now in the washing machine, so you just showed us that you're doing it lehedra for one reason, to be in that makim, b'chdei, that might take Shabbos, you could wash it right away. In other words, if there was a soiled diaper and it's making a terrible reyach and a smell and whatnot, so you want to put it straight in the washing machine, now there you can understand that even during the week I would do that because I want the reyach to be blocked. I want to put it in the washing machine, so I'm opening the door, tzarech gufay. I'm closing the tzarech makayim. I'm opening the door, tzarech makayim. I'm closing the door, tzarech gufay. I'm using the door as a shield to block the smell of the reyach from this soiled item. And that wouldn't be a problem of achana either. Why? Because you're not doing it for after Shabbos. You're doing it for now. You're doing it for right now that it should block the reyach. Masha'ein came when it comes to the case of the shirt, I don't think that would be mutter. Because it's true, it's not muksa, it's not a problem. I'm opening it, I'm closing it, that's not a problem. Right? Closing it wouldn't be a problem. But I'm opening it, it's not a problem. But the putting it there, since that's clearly a lahejitik achana, that you're doing it only for one reason. So that mutter Shabbos, it'll be right away, and I can press the button miyad. So then that would be a problem of achana. So that's Simen Shin Vav, that's Simen Shin Ches, and that's Simen Shin Chav Gimel. I can't even
close
Shabbos.
To close the.
Maybe out there after Mitzvah. Next shot, I'm going to go a little bit faster now because we have a lot of shots I want to get to. Tafid Zayin, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Nashim Anasias Malach on Rosh Chodesh. We know the minig is that they don't do Malach on Rosh Chodesh. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he's not sure what's the minig. Is it on both days of Rosh Chodesh? Or not? The Mishnah Berurah says it's Zichar on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. That's for sure. And the Maisa, the Paiskim, I saw all the Ashkenazi, the Sephardi Paiskim that they do bring down, that the minig nowadays is that we don't do malacha, the ladies don't do malacha, we'll see which malacha, but they don't do malacha on 2 days of Shchaydish, number one. Number two, what about at night? Again, interesting, the Mishabur brings down the Yaivitz, he's not sure, the Paiskim bring down that nowadays the minig is 2 days, two nights, that's our minig, the ladies don't do malacha. Which malacha does the ladies not do? So most Paiskim say it's Azayvi Chalamayid. Our Chashulchan says she's not mechuyev to lose her parnasa for this. If her parnasa is that she sews and why not get the shadow of time, that's her parnasa, so that she's not allowed to do it. Kanira, they didn't accept this minig. The minig was because they were they get their day off because we came to Chayta Egel, they weren't Chayta. So Maisa, 2 days, two nights, they don't do malacha. However, the minig was they didn't accept it if that's their parnasa. Okay. Which malacha? So sewing, I think, as everyone knows. Ironing, Rishlam is Alman is Mekel. Laundering. Laundering in the times of Chazal was zikr in the minig. There's no shaila that was a chiluk in the minig. That's brought down by all the paiskim. Rabbi Yashiv says it. Maisha brings it. Or Latzion says it. That's zikr in the minig. The only shaila is zikr nowadays a washing machine. A washing machine. So the Maisa, I see that they bring Rabbi Yashiv. They asked Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Vezuel Orbach, Chaim Kinyevsky. They asked them all these paiskim. They all say this is included in Nechla and Gzeira. They included in the Gzeira. But here, there's something very interesting that I found in a lot of Paiskim that they write, which I find to be a big chiddush. They write that what the lady's allowed to do, and a lot of ladies know this minhag, right? The lady's allowed to sort, and she's allowed to put it in, and she's allowed to put in the powder and everything, and then she tells her husband, press the button. That's Mistama, why he asked me before the shiur, does anybody know where the button is? I think, it's interesting to say. If you would have asked me, I would have said this is awesome. I would have said, the whole Indian over here of the laundry is not the malacha. It's not an isim malacha. It's not a din hilcha Shabbos. It's the first the girl's got a day off. The lady's got a day off because they weren't like the ego. And the tircha of laundering is not pressing the button. She's got a bigger tircha trying to find her husband to come upstairs for a minute to press the button. Get her son to come upstairs. Could you please press the button? It's a great tircha. I would have thought that it's not the Seder. It's interesting. The ladies know this cool. The ladies, everybody here is once asked, could you press the button? Yeah? They bring Taka that Rishlam is Alman. It was Mekel, the Latzim was Mekel. And Maisa, I asked the Shalter of this in Karelitz, and he didn't like it. He didn't like it. He said that Mistama, this is Nechla in the original Gzeira. But the only thing I could say is like this. This whole Indian is a mimic. And we're trying to figure out what they were noyik. For whatever reason, in the last 50, 60 years, they have not been knowing this. That's what it seems to me. It seems to be that they're knowing that they do sort the laundry, and that they do put it in, and they look for someone to press the button. So Mistama, the Makim Dominic, when the whole list is Dominic, L'chair Shayman L'Hakel. I did see Mefurish inside, like I mentioned, that Rishon Zalman is Taka Mekel. So, I decide, I guess, Shayman L'Hakel, L'chair. Kashlik. Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, excuse me, you need a tablecloth, a towel, whatnot. How do you kasher a towel? How do you kasher a tablecloth from Pesach, from Basar, to Chalav? How do you kasher a tablecloth? It has hot food on it, it has all types of, it can have chametz on it, it has this. So all the Paiskim and Siman Tofnet and Aleph discuss how do you kasher fabric. And they all say you have to do three things. You have to do chavita, you have to beat it. You have to use chamin, hot water, and you have to use afer, some type of a soap. What's that called in English? A washing machine. A washing machine, it beats it, it puts in the soap, it's piping it, it's chavita, it's everything, it puts it all together, and that's a washing machine. So if you want, maybe the minig is not like this, but if you want, you could use your milchik tablecloth or your fleishik tablecloth. I don't want to cause confusion over here. I'm saying in kashering, in conceptual, kashering from Pesach, so you could technically use the same tablecloths from the year. You could use the same ones for Pesach. Might sound like a chiddush to you, but does they prefer it in the Mishnah Berurah? Our washing machine probably does a far better job than their chavita and their eifel. Chalamayid, and the washing machine, so everyone knows that there's an issue to do kippas. And here's where you see the beauty of the sugya. Mamish, the beauty of the sugya. Because once you know the time with the krah, the reason why Chazal asked it, why did they ask it doing laundry? So they asked it laundry because they were afraid that a person is not going to come in with clean clothing. He's going to say, hey, I have off on Chalamayid, and I'll do my laundry then. Right, perfect. I'll do it. Chazal didn't want that. They wanted to make sure he has clean clothing, so they asked her doing laundry on Chalamayit to make sure, that'll safeguard that he had to make sure he has clean clothing for the Yom Tov. Okay. As I beside, we all know that children that get dirty constantly and whatnot, so they weren't machmir, they didn't make exera, because what do you want from her? Even if she does prepare the clothing on Erev Yom Tov, she's anyways not going to have enough. So the male, they never asked her, and you're allowed to wash children's clothing on Chalamayit. That kind of is the halacha you need to know. Tavkuf lamedal. Now, Heintige Zeit, the washing machine. So it goes like this. In those days, they would say that when you would wash, so then you should only wash what you need each time. You need this, wash this. Now, suffice to say, if it's children's clothing, so whatever you're going to need, let's say you know that the kid is going to get dirty again and again and again, so then for care, do it all together. Do all the children's clothing together so that you have less tircha, less malacha. But fakir, the Pesach can say, once you're washing the children's clothing, so the Pesach can say, you can't be moisif adult clothing. Now I saw one sefer who argues, and it's clearly a tayis. It's clearly a tayis. Avada is 100% asr. Because if you know the tam of the reason, what's the reason why? The reason why is, there's no heter here of riboy shiurim and whatnot. The reason was Chazal said, it's not an issur laundry. It's that we don't want to let you do laundry because then you're not going to prepare your clothing before Shabbos, before Yontif, before Chalamayim. So if this, you're going to have the same problem. If he knows that I'm going to be able to wash my children's clothing and just throw in my clothing, you're going to have the exact same problem. And that is why I saw over 15 svarim that all bring down, the Be'er Moshe says that the strongest, bevatai bezmaneinu shemechapsin. Read this line, this line is easier to read. A child's clothing, adarabah, whatever needs to be washed, you can't do extra. But whatever needs to be washed for the child, put it all in at once. But the adult, because you certainly can't yet. The 9 days, the Maisa, hopefully it won't be Negeya. So why should we even talk about it? What's it Negeya to talk about? I just mentioned one thing. If you, Taka, I got the Shai, I get the Shai every single year. Again, that's all Danish Negeya, Taka. But every year I get the Shai, that right before the 9 days, you know, they put in a load. Everyone's putting in that load of laundry right before the 9 days. And they want to know if it's going to go into Maitzeh, is that a problem? Very interesting. I always thought it would be mutter. I always thought it was mutter. I got a found the Shev the Levi, the Shev the Kasi, the Belz Dayim, and the Sacha the Paiskin, they all say it's aser. You can't put the laundry in on Erev Shab, on Erev 9 days, and have it going through the Chais, into the 9 days. The Isser is that laundry process. It's just the Zach, okay? So, Tanish Negeya, that's number one. Number two is, Now, Chanukah, most places, everyone knows that Chanukah, the ladies have a minig that they don't do malacha b'shas, that the neir is adulkis. I want to tell you a very interesting thing. There's some places that say that nowadays that ganze minig isn't nageya. They say why? Because the whole reason was that they were afraid that the ladies are going to use the candles, light, the light of the candles. So we tell them, you're not doing anything. Now you're not doing anything. There's no malacha. Since it's not malacha, they can't come to use the candles. I was going to say to us, and again nowadays, because nowadays we have light, they don't use those candles anyways. I don't know, these types as far as everybody say, I don't know. I don't know. This is a minig style. I think the minig is right there. Ladies don't do malacha. So it's a new minig. I don't know why, but it's a new minig. So ladies don't do malacha during Shas Neris Dolkis. The one place you could clear is in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz HaKadosh. Was the minig noyig maybe only when you light indoors? Because if the Gantz minig was that they, since they light indoors, they're going to come to use the candles. So then, if the minig is that you light outside, so why can't the lady do malacha inside? Ishladim b'zeh. Ishladim b'zeh. But vinishvi. Malacha l'maisa, one of them in Hagen that was clearly Negeya, is washing. You can't be doing laundry when the neir is adolkes. So l'chayra, it'll probably be the exact same Rosh Chodesh Shaila. It'll be the exact same Rosh Chodesh Shaila. Could she go and do sorting of the laundry? It's not the daiti yaishin, like in Rosh Chodesh. I think it should be a problem. And that whole shtick about just pressing the buttons, again, I think the ladies know this shtick, and I think the ladies do accept it, like in Rosh Chodesh. I can't say it's any worse than Rosh Chodesh, Chaya. So if they do it by Rosh Chodesh, then it'll be what they're here. But to go and do the ganze laundry and pressing the button, that's zikr, l'chaira, is included in this. L'chaira. Now, basar v'chalav. We'll move over now for a moment to, we'll branch out a little bit into your day and try to get into Mitzvah Shem T'Chayshim. First, are you allowed to wash a bib, a milchik a bib, together with the fleishik a bib? What's the shayla? Milchik's and fleishik, what's the shayla? Yeah. So the shayla says, hey, there's an isser to be mevashal basar b'chalav. To cook basar b'chalav is an isser deraisa. Now, you all realize that if the child had chicken, Okay, so there's no iser to cook milk and chicken together in a Torah. There might be marzayim, which you don't have over here. So if the child ate chicken, so then zimmer you can be made off with one. He has one bib that he had chicken and one bib that he had milkshakes. So doesn't this, everyone knows what a bib is? They have bibs here. Bib. So he has chicken, one bib has chicken and one bib has milk. So that's zimmer is water. There's no iser official basar the milk, chicken the milk. That's not a problem. The shaila is that this kid, he's already holding my steak. That's good. So he's having steak and he's having milk and he's done. So now you put him into the shaila. So I saw that they asked the shaila to the Vazir Horbach. Magabich, he can't go by Yadayim, it's not just a bib, it's towels and whatnot. It's Lechari Yesh Lesser. He says, why? I have soap. He says, I feel with this soap, I really like Nifkam Al Yadayza. It's not pagan. It's not enough pagan. How's that take a shrimp? Now, the Maisa, I'll tell you the Mass of a Matin. There's a lot of different svaras. Most Paiskim are make on this. I'm just going to tell you the svaras. One shaila is if all that there is in the bib is balua, you know, it's not actual mamashis, it's not shtiklach, it's just something that's balua. So there's a shaila if there's an iser of bishul basar b'chalav on blias. That's one shaila. Okay, so we'll go one by one. If it's be'en, we don't have that serif. If you have actual bits of cheese and bits of meat and whatever, so then that's one serif. Nachat serif is that it's a kayadua, that even though the water is hot, and the water's hot, the water's, but yata dan is the word of yata lettuce. Now, yata lettuce is a big shine in the paiskin. What's yata lettuce? It goes anywhere from in the paiskin from 40 degrees Celsius to anywhere till 70 degrees. Okay? It's interesting. In the beginning of the washing cycle, now again, it depends on the washing machine, but a lot of the ones that I looked into, in the beginning of the cycle, there's no soap. So don't be quick right away to say, oh, the soap. So what's the shine? It's all pagan. In the beginning of the cycle, there's no soap. The only thing is, in the beginning of the cycle, it's not as hot. In the beginning of the cycle, it's about 42 degrees to 45 degrees, but you have to keep in mind, there are many poiskim that say that is Yatzal Lettuce Point. There are Lazian learns that that's already Yatzal Lettuce Point if it's 42 degrees, at least the Chumrah. So that's where you get into the Shaila. Maybe it's Yatzal Lettuce Point, and at that point, there was no soap. Okay, let me get back. What's another Shaila? Maybe Ein Bishal Achar Bishal, because the meat was already cooked and cheese, but that's not true, because now they're cooking together. They were never cooked as Zaman. So we don't have Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. Oh, so is there anything else? What are you saying? Vos? Oh, shisha. Same shisha. Right? Because we are mitzarif, we have shisha, bitl b'shisha. We are mitzarif over here, all the water, and we're mitzarif everything. The only thing is, you have to know that in the Matias, you know, did you guys go into the washing machine like me? Right? To check out what's going on in there? So what's going on in there is like this. The water rises up. The water rises up, that's a gate does, right? So in the beginning of the cycle, it rises up. So if you have the two bibs on the bottom, the milkshakes and the fleishakes, and they're making chasen on the bottom down there, so now you have over here the water rising up, and the water's not being mevatel b'shishim, it's hitting those first, and then it stops, and then it goes weiter. So at that point, the shaila is the shishim. So shaila metzias, you have to know. Now, the emes is, when you have all of these shailas together, whatever happened to the isser of ein mevatel and isser lechatchila? Because even if you say it's bitl b'shishim, but you're not allowed to go and be mevatel and isser lechatchila, Vos? No. It's not the ice. We're talking about the ice. We're talking about meat and milk over here. Shiloh and Bishol. Bishol Basav Echalov is Shiloh and Bishol. So I tell you, it's a suffix. It's a secretion. Maybe it's also, you have over here poikim. Maybe you have soap. Maybe you have it's not yatzal lettuce boy. You have a lot of svaras. But you zikr have a gishmak of Shiloh. That's a zikr. I tell you another Shiloh. I was thinking maybe it's a cliche. I was thinking maybe your washing machine is a cliche. It really depends on the washing machine. I have over here, it seems to be it's a difference between the ones in Eretz Yisrael and that. The ones in Eretz Yisrael, the water goes in cold. And when it goes in cold, then in the actual heftz of the washing machine, it cooks it up. There's a heating element inside the washing machine. Which means that in the washing machine, it's a klibish, it's on the fire. In America, it's not like that. I don't know what it is in England. In America, the water comes in from an outside pipe, which is hot. Which might be a cliche. An American washing machine, it's less of, maybe you should buy an American washing machine. Right? Less of a shiloh of a bus. In America, the water comes in from a separate pipe, which is already hot, which maybe now that's called an eroi, coming into your machine, and once it's in the machine, how's it here?
Cold.
Oh, it comes in cold. And the actual washing machine cooks it. It heats it up. But the washing machine cooks it up. Yeah, so the chor that be hot. Now, la'loch it's mutter. It's mother, it's bitl b'shishim, it's pagim, it's sigresh la'nichle, and just, it just can't be. Right? Just, there's some shaylos that just can't be, and even I'll admit in that one it can't be. Right? So that l'chayra will leave. There's too much shaylos I wanted to get to. One is, do you need to put a mezuzah on the laundry room? Very again, in times of Chazal, it was clear p'sak that the laundry room, you didn't need a mezuzah. because the room where it had the laundry was a room that the babies, they had nappies in those days that were kaidua, that had filled with saya, and it was a zayin a bathroom, it was a zayin just a restroom for sure, it was zikr, a makim bizayin. Nowadays, I have here a list of mamish, the Yashiv, Rav Moshe, Yashiv Nevinsol, the Rav of the Old City, and many, many paiskim, and they say nowadays our laundry rooms aren't, they're just, you know, there's nothing in there, it's nothing so dreadful in there, it's not like a bathroom. Nobody's going to say that a laundry room is like a bathroom, and many paiskim say that nowadays that room needs a mezuzah. Now, I asked this Shaila to Rechaim Kingeski, and I have here the letter, and Rechaim wrote back, Ein Chayiv. You know, this is a makim that is not a makim. Ein chayiv is not chayiv. It's not a makim which is a place which is a makim of kavod. It's not a makim of dira. He said, "You're not chayiv." I saw something in the Sheikh Nalevi, which I think is a beautiful pshar. I think it's a very nice pshar. There's a whole shayla in general. If a room in general, if it's less than 4x4, I think we spoke about it once. If it's less than 4x4, 4 amis by 4 amis in a square. Not even 8x2, but 4x4 is a ganze shayla in Yeridei Esim Reish Peivav. Maybe you're not chayiv mezuzah in the first place. It's a shayla. So we put on without a bracha. It's not the shame of the lady. If you have a laundry room, which is a shayla in the first place, plus it's less than 4x4, so you can't say you're chayiv. You can't say chayiv. In other words, it's already a fake space. Something number one, maybe 4x4 is not chayiv. Something number two is that maybe a laundry room is a makom should be zayin, and they're not chayiv. It's a very nice pshara. The chayiv shame of the lady says like that. Zikr, you zikr don't put up with a mezuzah. That's zikr nish. That is no shayla. Let me just finish. I promise the shayla with a bracha. Sorry, definitely don't put up with a bracha. Put up with a mezuzah. Two shaylas in chayshin mish, but otherwise I feel the shayla in kedushin we'll discuss after. If you have a kaddish lady with a washing machine, she's probably going to say no anyway. So the mela will just believe that shayla. But the two shaylas in chayshin mish, but I'm married to the shayla. One shayla was I just had right now in Eretz Yisrael is that somebody sold a washing machine which was clearly the target I know. I know, he was Ma'an and Gansin, he sold him a washing machine which was worth, you had to pay him to take the washing machine for Shnei. They sold it to him for like $500 or whatever. It was Chlor, I know, Zikr. Yeah, so I saw Merit the Gazach in the Chashukei Chemin, Baba Mitzia, Chashukei Chemin, for Yitzhak Zilberstein's scar, this wonderful scar. He writes him there, Mamish this Shaila. I thought such a Gavaldik, I know. He Mamish this Shaila. That my Shaila was a bunch of things together, but one of them was a washing machine. But he has Mamish this Shaila. And he asked the Shaila Legisi, Shalas Gisi Agoyim Rav Chaim Kinyeski, Ve'omarli, Shemechaynes Kfisa, Ein Bayayna. What? A new thing? A washing machine is not in Ayna. But says, Da'abedinoi Kikarka. Because it's like Karka. Why is it like Karka? Because since the Eitzig event that it works is with water that comes from pipes, that comes from attached to the ground, the whole Shemesh of the Chepts of the Zach is like Karka, Ein Ayna, Bekarka is Ayroi, Misha Ayroi. And the last shayla is a shayla that I got from a bacher. A shayla that he put into the derech of the bacher is that, you know, they have a bunch of bacher, they share together one load and whatnot. And, you know, this bacher puts in his shirt, he puts in his shirt, he puts in his shirt. And then they all pay together, they all do the laundry together. So one bacher left a pen inside his shirt. He left a pen in his shirt. Right? So now the. So it's not that's a difficult shayla because the bacher that pressed the button wasn't the bacher with the pen and this and that. I just want to tell you, I got the shayla. I got the shayla. Yes, and now you're frustrated. And all the shirts now are blue, and the sheep doesn't accept that. So told him to wait until you become a balabas, and then you can have the shayla. But I see that some people over here in the shirt and that also the same thing. But the ma'isa is as I'll tell you how I got the shayla. The first reaction is that Edgar tied it, the bacher, yeah? The bacher was Vilnius still in it. So he tied it, plus, I'm a grandma. So if you're going to start with grandmas, he's in trouble. Because he did a mice the Italian with the pressing the button, which is upset. But here's another shine over here. Here, the bacher that put the pen in the shirt, that is considered, in my opinion, an Aish. You all learned Baba Kama. That's an Evan, Sakina Masayim. You put it into a makim where there's a Ruach Mitzuyah. Why is there a Ruach Mitzuyah? Because you're putting it into a place where clearly you or the other three of the people that are doing the laundry with you is going to be pressing the button. And you're clearly giving rishos. So it's like putting your stone on top of a building where there's a Ruach Mitzuyah. Where there's a Ruach, which is not going to take that stone and travel and hit something. That's not a bor. That's an Eish. A bor is Potter and Kaven. Eish is not Potter and Kaven. So Bizai, in my opinion, the person who's the owner of the pen, Chari has to pay for all these shirts. Because it's an Evan, Sakina, a Messiah. I think one thing is there, Clara. I'm not trying to rush a Torah. If you have a Torah that you can, a very, very wealthy Torah, a Torah that can go, Mamish, and call it Tarkula on a washing machine, I tell you one last shaila on a washing machine. I heard from Rashim Shimpink, it's a friend of the Racha. Shimon Pinkus, he once said, America Maisa, he said that his washing machine broke. He told me the story. He said his washing machine broke. Washing machine broke, so his wife says he's going to have to go and get a repairman. This repairman is going to cost a lot of geld. He says, I'll do it. I'll fix it. So he started to take apart the washing machine. He's like, I am. And then afterward, he comes, he tells his wife, Shashayim Tayyip Gendi, I fixed it. But there's two things still on the floor over there. There's two pieces over there. So he said, no, those are extra. She said, extra. There's no such thing as extra. If it's there, you need it. You need it, right? If they put it in the machine, you need it, right? So he said to me, Avshaga Herzachayim, Dasa Psukki de Zimra. I never forget that, as long as I said, Dasa Psukki de Zimra. I'm all about the mensch. He says, yeah, I come. Baruch Shem, Ashrei, Shtab, Baruch Shem. That was like it. Right? He says, no, if it's there, you need it. If it's there, you need it. Okay, cut.
You can say that it's a chiv ksuba to buy a washing machine for your wife.
What?
It's a chiv ksuba to buy a washing machine in the hot house. It's a chiv ksuba. It's a chiv ksuba. So you've got also for Ebenezer.
Ah.
Wait.